When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. My name is Adam and I'm joined by my co-hosts Becca and Nicole. Hey guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I feel like I always sing that. Like I edit these episodes and I just hear myself and I'm like, you're freaking annoying. Just always singing.
You're not annoying.
Whenever like somebody says something and a song pops into my head, I have to like sing it out loud, which I've done multiple times. I don't know why. Gosh, there's a song by Paula Abdul, Straight Up. Every time someone says Straight Up, I'm like,
now tell me, are you really gonna love me to keep
me forever?
Classic.
We should sing more often.
Today we are talking about plants and pets, but first we're gonna do our catchy up. So Nicole, catch us up. What's going on in life?
Oh, you know, just a little bit of pests here and there. Okay, so I did a video a couple weeks ago on my Opuntia, one of my many Opuntia that had scale. I feel like this is a specific thing that is happening with multiple of my Opuntias. But anyway, it was literally covered in scale in a week's time. Just like a section of it. So I just did a vlog. I cleaned it up. But I think I'm going to have to get that out of the soil and repot it. I just really wanted to wait until the weather was a little warmer just for my cactus. Just because I feel like, you know, they're doing okay right now. I don't want to mess that up. Plus I'm moving. So I don't know. But anyway, I think I'm going to have to get that out of there. And I think it has root scale. So I think that it's just going to need to either be completely like washed up and see if I could save it, or that piece I'm just going to have to toss out. It's like the one thing I battle often is scale. And someone told me on Instagram, and now I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was in my comments on YouTube, but they say, are they flying around yet? Do you see them flying around? And I about lost my shit.
And I was just like, a little frisbees flying around your house.
Ew.
I was like, wait.
I don't think they fly,
No, I was like, oh. Like, I replied and I said, oh, no. Like, because that was my initial thought. But I was like, maybe they got it confused for thrips. I don't know. But I was like, please don't tell me that scale fly, because I just will start throwing away plants once I see it.
Yeah, I mean, I know scale have legs until they decide to create their waxy coat. So I guess I don't know what they look like in their infancy stage.
Ugh.
But I don't think they fly.
I don't think so either.
Unless they drink Red Bull, then they can grow wings.
Well, as per anyone,
is that still a thing with Red Bull? I don't know.
It is, yeah.
Marketing, hey.
Hashtag not sponsored. Don't drink Red Bull. It's really bad for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's...
Say that again.
That's my week. So I think I'm just going to have to repot that sooner than I would have liked to. But, you know, tis life. Tis being a plant parent.
My Hoya Gray Ghost has scale. And I've, like, destroyed it trying to get them off. Because I've been using alcohol and cotton swabs, but they just, like, some of them are just, I don't know. So part of me is like, well, is it really scale? But it is, because it does flake off. But some of them, like, where I've pulled it away from the leaf, it's caused the leaf, like, to brown in that exact same spot.
Yeah.
And it just looks awful.
Well, that's what happened with my mom's fairy castle cactus. She had it so bad that I was having to scrape it off, and it was scraping off the flesh of the plant. So I think it's just like it depends on what stage it's at. I don't know if there's different types of scale. There may be. But this one that I've recently found, it was pretty easy to get it off. So I'm hoping that it's just as easy to get it off the roots. But I see it creeping back up and I'm just like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's not great. My booby cactus has scale. And it's so hard because it's like all at the very top tip of the plant. And that's like where there's like 8,000 boobs stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
So there's so many little crevices. And I found it like a week ago and I haven't done anything, which is so bad. But I'm like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at the tip top nip.
Not the titties.
I know. Poor little joy sacks. What can you do?
Joy sacks. All those fun bags.
That's what I was trying to go for. I was like, what is the phrase?
Fun bags. I thought you were making a new one.
Joy sacks fun bags. I was going for fun bags. I forgot what it was, so I just said joy sacks. That's pretty much the same thing. It's synonymous. There we go.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Becca,
that's
what's the
good
catch
stuff.
Up? What's the catch up with you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Honestly,
with
you? Not much has happened, but I did want to share a funny story of Daniel, my husband. He is such a nice guy. Like, that is part of the reason that I just love him so much. It is what attracted me to him. So kind and thoughtful. But listen to this. we were driving home last night from, like, where were we? We went to the hardware store because we had to get a few things. And there was someone who was stuck on the side of the road, we thought. And so we had food in the car that was warm. Well, it was hot, not warm. And we almost stopped, but we were like, ah, but we have food and, like, someone else will surely stop. So we definitely did the thing where it's like everyone says that someone else will stop and then no one stops.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone stopped for them. But anyway, it was right in front of someone's house, so I'm assuming... Not the point. this morning, Daniel went out to work, and he was wearing dress shoes. And, like, the man works, like, in shoes that have traction. Like, he wears boots. Like, he's a rugged guy, you know? That's just how he is. So I feel like he forgot that his shoes didn't have traction or something. And he was helping someone who got stuck and was, like, pushing their car. And then he slipped and, like, smacked his face, like, on the car and the floor or something like that, and now he has this like big cut on his cheek. Poor guy. And a couple weeks ago, I might have mentioned this, but he was running down the stairs and he smacked the crap out of his head on the ceiling, like on the corner.
Ouch.
I think you just told us that. I don't think you said it on the pod.
Yeah, so
he needed,
was like,
stitches, right?
No, just barely. Did not need stitches, thank god.
Okay Wasn't that Christmas?
It was like a few days after Christmas. Yes. It was like the day after my parents left and we were just like chilling out. We were ready to just like watch movies all day. And then we had to go to like, not the emergency room, I guess like urgent care or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he just gashed his head open. And I'm like, bro, like he doesn't do anything halfway. You know what I mean? Like he consistently breaks things because he just like pushes too hard or like pulls too much. He sliced open his thumb and he absolutely should have gotten stitches, but we were in like rural Iceland when this happened, like so far away from a hospital or anything. I was like, I'm gonna have to learn how to do stitches, like, because he just is so he just injures himself badly. Like, I cut my thumb, remember, like last week, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm fine, like it wasn't that bad, but that's like the worst I ever do to myself. But this man like on several occasions has cut himself or hurt himself to the point where he probably needs stitches like at least 4 times in the last year. I'm like, dude,
yikes.
You don't have to do everything with such great force. Wait, hold on, another thing that he did. This was our first time that we went on a trip together. He met up with me in Europe, and we were, like, rushing to get off of a train. And I had recently gotten my conch pierced. That's, like, mm-hmm. the ear hole, you guys know what a conch is.
In your ear. Yeah.
Yeah. And it takes like a year to heal. And it had been, I don't know, like 6 months or something at this point. And so it was still like kind of sore. I was still sleeping in a neck pillow 6 months after I got it, just for reference. And so we were getting off the train. We had to get up really fast. And he starts putting on his backpack and he's swinging around his elbows.
Oh,
he smacked the shit out of my ear. Like, he hit me so hard that my vision went blurry. Oh,
no, I'm sorry for laughing.
It's funny. And like, he was not even trying to do that. He didn't even notice that he hit me. And like, I like got like knocked off, and like we had to run off the train. So like, my vision is blurry. I'm like swerving around. And like, when we get off the train, I just like stop, and I'm just standing there, like my ear is bleeding, and I'm just like, oh my God, what just happened? And he's like, Becca, we have to go. We're going to miss the bus. Because you know, when you travel, it's like here, then here, then here. Yeah.
Oh,
so
gosh.
He did apologize, obviously. But yeah, he was like, we don't have time for this. Let's go. And I'm like crying in the street.
You're like, this is the most severe thing that's ever happened to me. Give me a minute.
Honestly, like, I never injure myself. So when it happens, like, I really take time to, like, cry about it and, like, take notes on how I could not do this in the future.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
What about you, Adam? How's your week?
Good.
Any injuries?
No. You know, my back has felt like it could go out at any moment. You know, we kind of talked about that a couple episodes ago. But
welcome to my 30s.
So far, so good. I need to start doing, like, back stretches.
Ugh, you and me both. I need to start yoga.
It needs to be proactive. I need to be proactive about this crap.
Let's do online yoga together.
I got some leggings I can wear.
Yeah, you do.
They are nice leggings.
Nicole might get distracted, though.
Wait, I saw a TikTok where someone was wearing those leggings, but she put them on backwards. So she just looked like she had a camel toe. And her friend's just recording her laughing, and she's like, they're on backwards. Because there's like a little ruffle in the front seam. Sorry.
Oh, no.
The joys
in
life.
Hilarious.
But yeah, so I mean, it's no secret that my dog passed away, and I went to pick up his ashes just I think it was this week. But the vet here in town is just so sweet because of COVID, like, you have to check in through their like drive-through pharmacy window. And I told her why I was there, and she actually like came outside, and she goes, it just feels so impersonal to try to like put this through a drawer that goes out to you. And she goes, and I just wanted to hand it to you and just tell you that I'm really sorry for your loss. And I was just like, you know, emotionally, I haven't been like crying a lot about him as of late, but like that really almost put me over the edge. Cause I was like, that's just so kind.
That's so sweet.
But I've never been one to like want to keep remains, you know, on like a shelf. And it remains sounds so weird to say, but like I have this box that they gave me with it, and I think it's sweet, and I have his collar, but I found a company that makes jewelry for cremated remains, or I think they also do like breast milk jewelry, which I've never heard of. Like a lot of different jewelry for losses, and it's like just this keepsake. So it's hard to find men's stuff. Like, I've always wanted, like, a men's ring. Like, even just, like, for fashion purposes. And they're just not easy to find, like, fashion rings for men or whatever. But this company, Forget Me Not Jewels, is in Canada. And they had a men's necklace that they make. And so I think they use resin, but you can choose colors. There's a bunch of different colors. So I actually had to like package up like an eighth a teaspoon of the cremated remains and mail it to them. And then she's going to make me this necklace. So then I can just have it always. And I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, that's really cool. I know you shared a picture with us, and it is. Yeah. It's really nice. And they also do like rings and stuff, which is really cool. I remember when my grandma passed away, they did the funeral home took all the flowers from, or like roses from there, and like had this company melt it down and create jewelry from like the roses at the funeral, which I thought was really cool. Yeah,
that is.
And then my house got robbed and someone stole it. So upset.
That's awful.
I know. But I think that that's a really cool thing for pets, because yeah, a lot of the time, like, I've lost quite a few pets in the past and we never saved their ashes. Like, we were never even given that option, I don't think. So I think that that's a really cool thing and a cool way to,
I mean, keep I them went with you. I kind of went like, I'm looking for other ways, you know. I've seen people use it in like paintings, or used it to make like glass ornaments and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what to do with them, you know?
Yeah.
I think they asked me in the moment when like I was so upset about everything, and I, you know, it was before he even had passed, you know, before I made the appointment or whatever. And so it was like, yes, like I wanted it because like, you know, but now I'm just like, well, you know, what am I going to do? Like, I have the memories and I have a ton of photos of him, and that's what I'm going to keep and cherish. But I'm so glad that I'll have like a piece of like wearable art to just like have him near me.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. And I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, there's a lot of like jewelry out there where basically it's just like a capsule, like a little like bullet type thing that you would just like.
Oh, like with it in it. I don't know about that.
I don't want that. I want it to be cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I don't know if someone's complimenting my necklace and I was like, thank you. This is my dog.
Yeah.
Like, and they're going to be like, that's weird. But to me, it's not, because I love him dearly and he'll be near my heart and I think it'll be beautiful.
Okay. If someone random that you don't know asks you where you got it, you could just be like, Target, and just move on about your day.
Yeah. You're right. I could always just lie.
Target.
We don't have to tell strangers the secrets of our heart. No. Please. I used to have my dogs. My dog passed away like a couple years ago, and I had his like name tag on my keys. And they're like,
oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was really sweet. But a cashier asked me, and they're like, oh, what kind of dog do you have? And I just looked at it. I was like, he's dead. And then I was like, like immediately after I said it, I was like, no, but it's fine. Like, I'm okay. Like, it just like came out. I was like, oh, he's dead. Like, because for me, it had been a while, so I was okay. Yeah. But like, they didn't know that. And I was just like, so, oh God, I felt terrible. I was like, no, it's okay. It's been a while. I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh, God. This is why I don't make small talk with strangers, you know, because you just don't know.
I mean, if I'm remembering right, I feel like your keys look like they belong to like a custodian. Like, was it just, isn't it like a mass of keys and keychains?
Me?
Mine?
Yeah.
Who are you talking
Becca.
To?
Becca.
Oh, Becca. Okay.
Was it? Like, how many keys do people normally have?
I don't know.
I only have, like, 3 keys and then a couple keychains, but I definitely used to rock the gigantic tons of keychains from every state I've been to, pictures of my kids, keys from old houses, and then my mom was like, you know, that's a lot of weight on your ignition. Like, you shouldn't be hanging that off of your... I was like, oh. And then I looked it up and I'm like, yeah, I guess you shouldn't have that many keychains hanging off of your ignition.
Yeah.
Unless you have, like, keyless start, which cars today. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how they work.
I usually have, like, my house key. Well, currently I have, like, my house key, my P.O. box key.
Okay. Maybe I'm just not... I did have
I did have like a red tag thing that probably made it look more bulky. I don't know. Oh, I have 2 car keys. No, you're right. 2 car keys. I had probably like a house key, you know. Yeah, I had 2 car keys, which made it look really
bulky.
She
pulls it out and it's like this big pile of keys.
Ring. No. No, I had a key to Daniel's car. I had a spare.
Now that we've outed Becca. Okay.
For being a janitor. A custodian.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2 get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I guess we can get into our episode, right? Do we have anything else to say? Did I miss anything?
Nope.
No, we should get into it because someone...
We have 25 minutes.
Yeah, someone's got a meeting.
It's going to be a short episode today, y'all.
So today we just wanted to talk about, you know, plants and pets. And I have a cat, and I know these two have had... These two both have dogs, but Nicole's mom has had a cat. And I feel like I just got lucky because literally Patches, my cat, does not care about the plants except the ponytail palm. She will eat the crap out of the ponytail palm and spider plants. So those I have kept away from her. But other than that, like, you know, a lot of people, when they see that I have a cat and they're like, oh my gosh, like, why do you have all these plants? You have a cat. You shouldn't do that. They're poisonous. And yes, I understand. And yes, I want to protect my cat because I love her. But she's just never been interested in trying to go after the plants. Like, she'll literally sit on the shelves with the plants, but she doesn't bite. She doesn't nip. But the things that she does do is she will paw out one little Lekka ball, like with her little paw. Then she'll drop it on the ground, and then she'll bat it around the floor for hours.
Well, like, I mean, can constant. You blame her, though?
No, I can't.
She doesn't try to chew on it, so, I mean, what can you do?
No. And it's so cute to watch her, like, palm it, because she'll literally, like, put her paw over it, and then she'll just, like, look at it, and then she'll, like, drop it on the ground and then just start running after it.
Oh, that's cute.
But she does the same thing with bark chunks in my soil plants, and that's annoying because she'll dig those MFers out, and
I have
a pile of bark, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yes, I can relate to that.
Yeah,
Cooper
your
does that.
Like to do that.
Yeah, Cooper does that. He'll like pick out the coconut out of the soil, and I don't know how he does it, but he will only grab
Why
the
is
coconut.
That?
I don't know. Like, my dogs are obsessed with chewing on bark. And if there's bark from the firewood on the floor, they will find it. They will bring it to the couch and they will shred it on the couch. I don't know what it is about bark. So, like, I guess the coconut is like a similar sensation, like maybe a little softer. But I will come home after being out and Cooper has removed like 20 coconut chips from my plants. And I'm like, okay, well, now I have a pile of coconut chips, like the bark. So, yeah.
So annoying.
He thinks they're dog treats.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't really know where to go from here.
Well, I suppose we could just talk about, okay, well, let's talk about like toxicity, what that actually means for plants.
Yes.
Like when a plant is toxic and like when you really actually need to worry about toxicity with your plants. So I would say if you have cats, that's a huge thing to keep in mind because cats are usually the type of animal that's going to be bitey on plants and chewing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happens to the pet after they eat the plant just really varies on the toxicity level of the plant. And, you know, it could be anything from making them throw up to giving them diarrhea to, like, shutting down their body, like organ failure. So it's super important to just be aware, like, I'm not going to tell you don't have toxic plants, like, because basically all my plants are toxic and I have animals. But I would just say be aware and know the ones that are toxic and just observe your animals around that plant. Especially if you're bringing in a new plant, like, pets will usually be curious. Or if you're bringing in a new pet, which I did, Cooper is a puppy, so he was really intrigued by the plants and he sniffs them and I watch him sniff them, and if he acts like he's gonna bite the plant, I make a really loud sound to scare him, because I don't really believe in spanking animals, just on a personal note. I don't think it works, so I just scare him. And it helps a lot. I need to be better about the bark thing, but he does it when I'm gone, so like not much I can do.
Yeah. He waits till you leave the room and he's like snoofing around.
Yeah. Yeah. And then honestly, if that's the worst that he does, like, I can handle that. I'd rather him do that than like take a bite out of a plant and have his organs shut down. But yeah, just be aware of the level of toxicity and keep those plants out of reach if you think your plant, your pet is going to be curious. I know that's hard with cats, but you could put them in a room that you shut off to the rest of the house. But, you know, ASPCA has a really long list of plants that are toxic, and you should stay away from them. Also, in my book, I have like 120 houseplant profiles, and I note whether they're pet friendly or not. So, yeah, there's lots of resources.
Yeah, when I first started collecting plants, I looked on the ASPCA website a lot to find out the toxicity level. And that subscription service that I used, Horti, that you can actually do a pet-friendly subscription service. So they'll send you a pet-friendly plant each month. But it does vary. Like, some are mildly toxic, some are extremely toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just heard a lot of people say that, like, a lot of the times it deals with, like, the liquids inside the plant or whatever, the material will start like creating these like tiny little crystals. So usually it's immediately painful for your pet if it's like a highly toxic plant. So usually if they took a nibble, they would probably stop. But like you said, it's just good to monitor their actions. Like, if you have a cat that's chewing on plants and maybe you didn't even see which plants they chewed on, or possibly, like, you know, if you're scooping the litter box each day, you can tell if a cat has diarrhea or not, that kind of situation.
Right.
But yeah, some of them are really, really, really deadly, with especially like lilies and poinsettias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are very deadly
popular
plants.
Those are like super popular household plants around Easter and the holidays too. And I think people just, they gift them to other people. And I sometimes think that they're just not thinking of it, you know. But yeah, I just went on the ASPCA's website, and they even separate it for like dogs, cats, and horses. So you can just, and there's a ton of toxic plants on there. So definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Or house plants for beginners.
Yeah. Yeah. And
De La Plants.
Yes. And it doesn't mean that you can't have those plants again. It just means you just have to be more observant at first.
Yeah.
But if you get lucky,
you
get a cat that doesn't care, that's really ideal.
I mean,
like Patches.
When she was a kitten, I would redirect her energy. So like, if she would start going for a plant, she always had a favorite toy, and I would just grab that. And as soon as she saw me grab that, she was like, okay, well, I'm going to play with this toy. So I think redirecting is very important, especially if you're just bringing a new pet into the house. Like Becca said, just like monitor their actions and see what they're doing as best as you can, and just try to like redirect their attention from something if they're doing something you don't want them to do, like getting in your plants or what have you.
Yeah, my mom had a cat. Well, she was technically my cat, Rusty, she was 19, I think, when they put her down last year. And she's the reason they couldn't have any plants. Like, once she started getting older and she couldn't jump high enough, like, my mom would keep some plants on like her bookshelf, like in the window on like the top shelf, because she's like, well, I know she can't get up there, you know. But she's the reason why. And I grew up with cats, so that's probably another reason why we didn't really have house plants, because it was just one of those things where she would just rather not worry about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple of times where we did have a plant or like flowers or something, they would go for it. So she's like, forget it, I can't have plants, you know. But I feel like, you know, I don't know, something to keep in mind, like, if you have pets but you are also a plant parent, obviously, I'm sure you've thought about this, if you have pets that disrupt your plants, but like keeping them in a specific room of your house that maybe has like good windows where you can close a door and you can keep them out of it. Cause I feel like, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, I'm watching my pets, but like you're sleeping too. So like, you don't know what they're doing in the middle of the night, and cats are sneaky, man.
Yeah,
they
that's
really
true.
we used to hear things in the middle of the night and never be scared about it being a ghost, cause we just blame it on the cats. But I think that that's something you can do too, or just put them up high enough to where they can't get to them, where your plants can still get light. But But yeah, I remember going to Arizona a couple of times and wanting to get some plants for my mom. And she's like, can it go outside? Because they can't have it because of Rusty. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because she would dig in the pot and she would also like bite the leaves and the stems too.
Yeah. About the cats being, what was the word you just used? Cats are feisty.
Sneaky,
yes. So Patches is kind of, she's kind of a little chunk, but we feed her, like, she gets one thing of wet food, and it's like a very small cup of wet food. I think the brand is like Sheba, mm-hmm. and it's like a half of serving. She gets one of those a day, and then like a little bit of dry food in the morning and a little bit at dinner time. So, mm-hmm. but she just keeps like, she's chunky. And the other day I woke up in the middle of the night and I had to go out to the living room, and she was like deep in a pan of lasagna that we had left out. And now I'm like, okay, well, this is what she's doing at night. She's like literally licking clean. Because, you know, when you cook something and you put the leftovers away and the pan's there with just all the stuff that you just need to wash off. Like sometimes you're just like, I'll take care of it in the morning. But now I can't put unrinsed dishes in the sink because her little chunky butt has jumped up there and she just like goes to town apparently at nighttime.
She's like, why would I have to eat a plant when I have lasagna?
Yeah, you know? She's Garfield. I'm living with Garfield.
That's so funny. What the heck? The lives of pets. What are they doing? Man. What are they up to?
Yeah, she snoozes all day except for food times. Then she is letting you know, hey, it's time for food for like a half hour before. But yeah. Is somebody in your home?
Yeah, are you okay?
Leo is like howling for no reason. Speaking of pets.
Are you sure it's no reason? I always get freaked out.
Hold on.
Nicole, don't project your anxieties on her.
Sorry.
I live in the middle of nowhere, Nicole. That's scary for me.
I'm being a mom. Listen, grab a knife. Take us with you. I was also going to say, like, with my dogs, I get a lot of comments and DMs about, because I post a lot about my dogs. Like, I usually show them in my videos and stuff. And people are like, oh, like, they don't bother the plants that you have on the floor. And I'm like, these dogs could care less. The only time I'll ever see them come up to a plant is right after I watered it, and they're looking for that drip in the
oh really, they like to drink
in the
that?
Saucer. Well, they want to, I don't let them. Yeah. But they like, they hear it, like they'll hear it fill up the saucer and they're like, oh, this is for us because it's on the floor, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the other thing you probably have to deal with your dogs is their wagging tails, because I've seen a couple videos where they're just like smacking the crap out of a plant with their tail because they're looking at you for food or something.
Yes, and pit bulls have, like, we call it happy tail, or like calm your happy tail, because they don't have any control over it or like where it goes. And I have a cactus probably eye level to them, and they've come so close to it so many times.
Yeah.
Like, so...
So one thing Patches did do when she was a kitten, because she was a stray that I had found outside, is I had a fiddle leaf fig and another, my Xanadu, my philodendron Thaumatophyllum Xanadu, in pretty large pots because they're bigger plants on the floor. And I caught her very early on using them as her litter box. And
that's a good topic.
So she was just like digging her little heart's content through that soil and you know, dropping some nugs and peeing,
doing her thing. You know, a good guest to have on today's episode would have been Pam from Pam's Pretty Plants. Her little Duncan, bless his heart.
Oh, he's
but
a sweetie.
He is just,
oh, but he destroyed.
He's a terror. He just loves her plants, and she's besides herself about it. She's been posting in her stories. It's Pamela on Instagram.
That's the thing, is like cats. So like if there was a fly in the house that decided to fly near my plants and Patches was watching the fly, nothing would stop her from jumping up there and knocking off every single plant. She hasn't done it yet.
Right.
But, I mean, she has knocked over a few pots and broken a few before, but nothing, like, huge and major. Mm-hmm. But if she sees something that she wants to go after, nothing's going to stop her.
Yeah. Does she see fungus gnats? Like, does she see them?
Yeah, when I had some before, she was like sitting on one of my plant shelves and she was just like staring at the soil of one of these plants, and I would just see her like snipping at them every once in a while, like trying to catch them in her mouth.
Wow, we love that.
But she left the plant
alone.
You're
muted, Becky.
Sorry, my microphone actually is not muted, so I just forgot. That's really interesting. The litter box thing I've heard a lot, unfortunately, with your bigger plants. I did not know that Pam was having issues. That sucks.
Yeah, she is. She is. I think Duncan, when he was smaller, so just like a few weeks ago, because she hasn't had him that long, was using her plants as a litter box. Like, she caught him going in there a couple of times.
Yeah.
But now I think he's knocking over plants.
Yeah, if there's a shelf they want to get on.
Poor thing.
Yeah, the way I went about trying to fix the whole situation of her using my plants as a litter box is there's a couple different options you can do. Obviously, cats want to dig when they go to the bathroom, because in the outside world, they want to cover up any scents just so they remain safe or whatever. But if you put like big river rock on the top of your pots, that kind of thwarts them from doing it, because they can't really scoop that. But I also just put tinfoil on the top of all my pots, because cats hate tinfoil.
Really?
Like, I don't know if it's something about the texture or the sound that it makes when they touch it, but if you look up videos of cats, like, people put tinfoil on their counters if their cats are just jumping up there a lot. And there's videos of cats that, like, don't know the tinfoil's there, and they jump on the counter, and literally they, like, rock it off of the counter as soon as they touch the tinfoil. It's hilarious, but yeah. Tinfoil's
I don't think I knew that. That's so funny.
I mean, Patches isn't like most cats. So I feel like if I put tinfoil out, she'll probably just like roll up in it, because that's just what she does, her personality.
Yeah, there's a, I don't know. I've heard of a few different like deterrents that people could use, but I actually talked about one of them on my stories, and a few people messaged me and was like, don't share this advice. And
yeah, that's the pepper.
Cayenne pepper. But literally, like, every article I have ever read has said that.
Yes. Like,
and
so what's wrong with it being a deterrent? Because they could eat it and it could harm
it
them?
Or? Yeah, it could hurt their eyes. Like, if they breathe it in, it's really painful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of, from what I remember is, like, people said that, like, if they put cayenne pepper, not people, but like people who say not to do this, they said that it can get in the pet's eyes. And then, you know, they just have paws. And when something burns, you want to rub it. Your eye burns, you want to rub it. And they said that some pets have actually caused major damage to their eyes, because they basically are clawing at their eye with that situation. But you're right. It's literally everywhere. Cayenne pepper was it's still everywhere, I guess.
Yeah. And it's like, that's just so crazy to me that something like that could go so like widespread, and like, that's like really bad. I've never had to use it, so I don't, you know.
Yeah.
So when I was reading, because I had some Opuntia outside, you know, I'm just going to not have Opuntia because I'm having problems with my Opuntia in many ways. But the squirrel, like, we have this one squirrel in our yard who would constantly come back and just eat my prickly pear. I'm like, doesn't that hurt? But he loved it. He would just take like little tiny bites out of it and then walk away. Like, every day there'd be a couple more bites taken out of the plant. And I did read for outdoor plants, like to keep pests and to keep, like, you know, wild animals like raccoons and stuff away, to use like a mixture of dish soap and cayenne, or like lemon and cayenne or something like that. And yeah, so I don't know, that's bad that it's circling out there to do that, because I may have harmed my squirrel.
Yeah,
little jerk.
Yeah, I actually, like, you guys, I was just so scared that I put that advice in my book, I just looked at the manuscript and I didn't, thank God.
Okay.
Like, thank
yeah, when
God.
You posted,
was your heart in your
yes.
When you posted that story, I was going to like reply and just say like, this is what I've heard. But then I was like, I don't want to be that person. And for some reason, I already knew that someone had probably already told you. Like, someone had already said like, this is wrong. Which I'm grateful for people if they do it kindly. For you know.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you don't want bad information going out.
Yeah. I feel like as a human on the internet, it's just expected you will constantly get feedback. And like the faster I was able to like take that feedback and be like, okay, cool, thank you for telling me, like my life has been so much better now that I'm not like taking it personally. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you didn't understand what I was trying to say. Now I'm just like, oh shoot, like you're so right. Thank you for telling me. You know, like, oh, it is hard sometimes. Like, it's a humbling.
Well, plus you have to tell yourself. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you didn't interrupt me on my end.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, plus it's kind of one of those things where like you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And if you're reading it on the internet as advice, then it's going to take like someone experienced or someone in the like field to be like, hey, no, this can actually really hurt them. And it's probably like veterinarians seeing it all the time or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. So, you know, as a deterrent, like Adam said, putting something in the pot that they wouldn't like. I saw like a picture mm-hmm. online of like spikes, but not like hard spikes, just like, you know, like what you put up for pigeons, which I think is so mean. But I don't know if they would actually.
Yeah.
I've never seen a pigeon like what is it when like skewered?
Impale.
Yeah. I've never seen pigeons like injured by those. I think they just see that and they're like, can't land there. All right. Yeah.
Right. And that's what it is. I don't think that it's like to hurt them, although they look like barbed wire.
They're kind of scary.
You know?
Wait.
They are.
My dad used to just hang CDs from our roof. Like, we were that family. We had CDs hanging from our roof so that birds wouldn't land.
CDs?
Because the reflection, scares
them. Why?
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
So, you want to talk white trash?
Is that why because I've seen people hanging CDs from their trees. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Thought it was like, thought they were doing it as like a wind, like what do you call those?
Wind chime.
Or wind chime or like a sun catcher. I'm like, okay, this is some hillbilly stuff.
It's funny. No, my family.
My dad
is not white trash. Yeah. He's just inventive and finds ways to save money. He's always been like that. It's funny.
Wait, do you guys remember your first CD that you ever owned that was like your CD?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Me too.
I had so many though. You remember your first one?
Oh yeah.
One? Probably TLC. Maybe TLC.
Yeah. Red Light. That was my first. That was my tape. I remember having that as a tape. But my first CD I remember was Aqua. Do you remember the band that did Barbie Girl?
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Either my parents are really ignorant. They just wanted to deny the fact that I was not straight. Because who would own that? I did.
Did you have Barbies or no?
No. I was never like allowed to have them. Kind of thing. But I'm sure if I would have asked, I would have got them. It wasn't like a you can't play with dolls thing, but I never had them at home.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't have a sister.
That's
growing
so funny.
Up, so there was really like, no presence of girl toys, quote unquote girl toys. But I think, that pretty much sums up what we had for the topic. I mean, being intuitive.
Oh yeah, Adam's got to go.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But that's okay. Oh wait. Oh, this person right here, like the soil cover. They just cut out a piece of paper with a little hole for the plant to come out, and then another picture. They put forks into the soil so that the spines are poking up. That's what I saw.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a deterrent. Like, they're not going to land on it and hurt themselves unless you have a clumsy, really, really curious cat, which some people do, you know. But.
Yeah.
Wait. All right. I want to hear your guys' first CDs. I said mine. Sorry, that was like a random off-topic thing.
Oh,
I think mine was TLC.
Oh,
yeah,
you said
TLC.
Yeah,
I think so. Mm. But I also had Blackstreet. Remember Blackstreet? No?
Yeah, I do.
No, Becca, you
weren't. I think I had En Vogue, too.
Oh, En Vogue. Oh, SWV. There's quite a few. I was a big R&B. R&B was my thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
90s R&B.
Mine was Hilary Duff. So.
So complicated.
Yes. It was a CD that had, like, Let the Rain Fall, I'm Coming. Let the rain fall down and wake my dreams. Let it wash away. You guys know the song.
Yes.
It was her breakout CD or something, like legendary. But I did have tapes prior to that. I think I had the Faith Hill tape or something I used to listen to.
I love Faith Hill.
Yeah, I had a Winnie the Pooh cassette player and I would play my little cassettes.
I would have blank cassette tapes because you could buy like a pack of five for like, I don't know, $2. Mm-hmm. And I would record like my radio station in Chicago was B96. And I would just record, like they would have like an hour of commercial free and it was like all R&B or whatever. And I would just record that and make my own tapes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Back
in the day when we had to make our own mixtapes from the radio.
Yep.
From the radio. Yep. Wow, that's vintage. I didn't have to do that, but I do remember.
And I recently found one. I'll have to post a picture on Instagram this week so you guys can see it.
Like an
and
actual
it says
tape?
Like a tape that says like Nicole's B96. I need to find a cassette player so I could see what music is on
that.
Yes,
you do.
And the quality.
You're right.
That's so good. I used to like download YouTube videos and convert them to MP3s and put it into iTunes and burn CDs. So that's how I would pirate music.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I still do that, actually. Nice. I still download MP3s from YouTube. I'm going to be honest. But like that's only when I need to use it like for a YouTube video, like if I need like a sound effect that I cannot find anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like or like a
as the FBI knocks
sound.
On your door.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't do that. No, there was like LimeWire or something, but LimeWire.
Oh yeah.
That like the day that I went on LimeWire to try it, that was the day it got shut down actually. So
wow.
Surprisingly
not
enough.
Not invited to the party.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm going to get a virus on my computer. I don't want to do that. And then I was like, screw it. I need the music. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm sorry, but we do have to cut this episode shorter than we normally do. It's only been like 45 minutes, but...
That's okay. We'll make up for it next week.
I do have a meeting I have to attend, but we appreciate you all listening. And don't forget to follow us over on Instagram at Potted Together. And also YouTube, the same name, Potted Together. And yeah.
Be on the lookout for that cassette tape pick.
Yes, we need to see this. We need to hear the jams from this cassette tape. You need to go find an old Talk Boy and just like play it.
Oh, Talk Boy Home Alone.
Yeah. Fun fact about Talk Boy, I know I need to get going, but I'm still going to say this, is when I went on my first airplane ride, we were going to my dad's house in Florida, and I was very young. And my brother and I were flying alone, and I kept a captain's log on my Talk Boy because I thought if anything should happen, then someone would find my Talk Boy.
Oh, that is legendary. Do you still have it anywhere?
No, I don't.
Dang it.
And guys, he still as paranoid to fly now as he was back then.
Sure am.
He presses record on his cell phone, just lets it record the whole 3-hour flight.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.